Hey, Buffalo families, Mr. Morris here, and I want to introduce you to our very first Beer Bomb Elementary podcast. We actually just wrapped up, and I'm recording this kind of after we recorded it. In a moment, I'm going to introduce you to some of our Buffalo students, and we're going to talk a little bit about the seven habits today. This was kind of an experiment, but I would say it went really, really well. So I hope you enjoy the time I spent with Mrs. Ochoa, as well as some of our Buffalo students. Enjoy. All right, I think we're going.
Yeah.
Mr. Morris here. I am in my office. I am joined with some of our finest Buffalo students today. I also have Mrs. Ochoa with me. This is kind of a test. We're going to try a podcast for our families. We've never done this before. I was kind of looking around for some students that I know have plenty to say, and I'm going to introduce you to those students now. We'll start over here with Aiden. So, Aiden, tell us, I just said your name, but you can tell us what grade you're in and whose class you're in.
So I am Aiden. I am in third grade. And what class I am in, I am in Miss Letchworth's class.
All right. Next.
I'm Audie. I'm in fifth grade. And I'm in Mrs. Wallace's class.
All right.
I'm Jeremy. And I'm in fifth grade also. And I'm also in Mrs. Wallace's class.
Okay.
I'm Elena, and I'm in second grade, Miss
Geringer's
class.
And Elena, it's actually her birthday today, so happy birthday to Elena. And then lastly?
I'm Catherine, I'm in fourth grade, and I'm in Mrs. Doyle's class.
All right, and Miss Ochoa, do you want to introduce yourself as well?
Hi, everybody, I'm Miss Ochoa, glad to be here.
All right, so like I said, we've never done this before. This is kind of experimental. I'll be honest, I did not do a whole lot of preparation for this, which today we're going to talk about the seven habits. All of our students have been learning about the seven habits for the last year or so. Have you guys started talking about seven habits in your classrooms
yeah,
already?
Yeah,
we're on habit three.
What's that?
Everyone's on habit three.
And that's good because we are something new that we're doing at Beer Bomb this year is we are doing class meetings with all of our classes, and every day they should kind of be talking about the same thing. So we have five students here from four different classes, but it sounds like they're all talking about the same things. Elaine, I think you said you're on habit three, right?
Yeah.
So that's what you guys talked about today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So I think the very first thing we should do if you're on habit three is test to see if you've been paying attention.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Who can tell me what's the first habit? Jeremy.
Isn't it like be proactive?
It is be proactive. Now here's the bigger question. What does that mean? What does it mean to be proactive? Adi?
Not being reactive, meaning if you're in charge of yourself. You have to do you have to take care of yourself. You're in charge of yourself. Don't let other people choose your decisions, because your decisions are your decisions in life, and that's how it works.
All right, we had some very dramatic hand gestures with that. Unfortunately, that doesn't come across on a podcast, but Adi, well done. Catherine, you had your hand up. Did you want to add to that?
It means to take care of yourself. Don't care what other people say. And if they tell you to do something and you do it and you get in trouble for it, then it's your fault, not theirs. Because if somebody were to tell you to jump off a bridge, would you do it?
I hope not. Would anybody jump off a bridge if you were told to?
No!
I don't know. Some bridges can be pretty high, even if there is one. All right, so it sounds like we have a good definition for being proactive. The definition I have in front of me is everything that our friends just said: being responsible, taking initiative, choosing your own actions and your own attitudes, not blaming others for things. And you do good things even when no one is around. And I know that the five people that I asked to be with me today are all very good at those things, because I've gotten the chance to get to know them over the last couple of years. They're all they just noticed that I have all the answers to the questions in front of me. So they've all just like swarmed to look at this paper. Back off, Buffalo.
I'll try. I can't promise.
All right, so let's move on to habit two. Who remembers what habit two is? Jeremy, you answered last time. We gotta let somebody else get in here. Habit two. All right, Adi, what's habit two?
Beginning with the end in mind.
You're right. I thought you were wrong, but you're actually right. So who can tell us, what does it mean to begin with the end in mind? Catherine?
That means to plan ahead instead of just doing things like, for example, if you get money like $5 and then you plan to go and do something instead of just going and spending it on things that you don't need.
Oh, that's a great definition. I like the example she used. Jeremy, you want to add to that?
I agree with her, but I have like an example of how like we use that in school.
Uh-huh.
So like, for example, we're doing a math test or something like that, and before just answering the question right away, you have to make a plan first. So like, prepare like, oh, what strategy am I going to use for this question and everything like that before you just say, oh, it's this answer.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, Jeremy. You know, there's so many different ways to kind of begin with the end in mind. When you sit down and work on your schoolwork, you kind of have to ask yourself, what's my goal here? And if it's a math problem, the first thing you need to figure out is, well, what are they asking me? What is it that I need to accomplish? Can anybody think of some things that you've done where you've kind of began with the end in mind? Or another way of thinking of this, did you set a goal for yourself and did you think about how you were going to meet that goal? Aiden, you start. I think you wanted to say something.
So I would set a goal. So every day when I got home, I would read for 20 minutes, do my math work, and then I would play on my electronics.
Okay. So I think that's a good example of just kind of prioritizing. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in some of our other habits that we'll get to. But that's a great example. Elena, birthday girl, did you think of something where you began with the end in mind?
No.
Okay.
Well,
I'll bet you think of something.
You know, I know that the teachers in this building mm-hmm. have really been working on this, and they all have set some goals. Mm-hmm. And if you're walking past the front foyer, there's a big bulletin board with a bunch of surfboards on it.
Oh, yeah.
If you're looking for some goals that teachers have made, because adults do this too, mm-hmm. you can walk by there and see what some of our teachers have.
What's
as their
foyer?
Goals. The foyer?
Yeah, what's a foyer?
The front.
Oh, okay.
Foyer is French for foyer. All right, so
I'm glad you asked, though, because
that's a good
there
question.
Might be a lot of
that's
people that
question.
Didn't know that.
So what, Catherine, go ahead.
Put first things first.
You jumped ahead. You cheated.
Yay! Cheater!
So my next question is going to be, what's habit three? And as Catherine just told you, you put first things first. So what does that mean to put first things first? Elena?
Like sometimes once I get home, I first do my homework. Then once I'm all done with it, I'd go over to my neighbor's house and just play.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of homework in second grade.
Yeah, I
always
get
homework.
You're getting a lot of homework in second. I'm gonna have to talk to
Miss
Garinger.
Miss Garinger.
I'm
yep.
being super bad on the bus too.
Oh, I don't believe that for one second. All right.
I'm being
what are some other what other things does put first things first mean, Aiden?
So like, do your homework first, cause I listened to the story and like, Porky, like, he had a spelling test. He always wanted to go play. When it was the final day, he failed on his math test. So then he finally realized to do his homework first before he always plays.
So let me ask you this. I think I've been asking, you guys have given me a lot of good examples of when you've done these things. Has there ever been a time when maybe you didn't put first things first and you had some,
yeah.
there was a concept? Oh, I see a lot of hands going up. And I will tell you, this is one.
The mistake we all make in our life.
And we
point.
Do.
And that's what I did.
I remember exactly
so,
what
so, Catherine, what's a time that maybe you didn't put first things first?
One time, after school, I go to my grandma's. And one time, I went there and I decided instead of doing my homework, I'd play on my phone. And then when I got home at my mom's, then I decided to play on the PlayStation instead of doing my homework. And then the next morning, I had to do it and rush on the bus.
Yeah. Video games are like that. Sometimes they can suck you in and you forget about the homework. You don't want to be that student that's on the bus doing their homework on the way to school.
That's what I sometimes do.
Do you know how bouncy that pencil gets?
Yes, good point.
Jeremy, you've got your hand up and you're waiting nicely. What do you want to add to that?
This was actually last night.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
So, we had a like, homework and it was front and back. And
yep.
It was perimeter in the area. So when we were doing it last night, like, I had to go to the children's choir, and I knew I had homework. So then when I came back, I didn't really make a decision. I just decided to play on my phone and then watch a movie and then go to bed. And then I woke up and realized I didn't finish my homework, and I woke up late. So I had to do it all on the bus.
And, Jeremy, I think you make a really good point. You said you had children's choir. And my guess is probably all of you do things outside of school, like sports or scouts, things like that. I know, you know, you guys, it seems like kids, your guys' age are so much busier than kids were when I was my age.
Oh, yeah.
My only priority when I got home from school when I was a kid was just go outside and play. And I know you guys are balancing so many different things in your lives, whether it's children's choir or sports or scouts. I think this is a good habit to keep in mind when you're looking at all of those things and you got kind of have to figure out what things are you're going to put at the top of your priority list. Aiden, what did you want to add?
So this actually happened way back in second grade when I first got my first homework sheet.
Uh-huh.
So
way back in second grade, you mean like all the way back in May?
Yeah, like all the way back in the first day of
last year. Oh, okay. So about a year ago.
Yeah.
So I had my first PS4 before I even went back to school.
I'm hearing video games come up a lot.
I promise they're not bad for you.
I went to Stock and I bought Minecraft, Lego World, all sorts of video games like that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got back, I played one. I just tested out Minecraft. And then the next day I had homework. And then this was so dumb of me. I played PlayStation for the whole night. And then I woke up in the middle of the night. I was like, oh, poop,
Did you fall asleep playing video games?
Yes.
I don't know if I've ever done that.
That's impossible, man.
Go back.
Imagine how many, like, the glides. If you were playing a mini game on Minecraft, do you know how many of those you want to skip over and over and over again? That would go on your record.
All right. So I think we've gotten a little off the beaten path, but I think you guys have done a great job talking about the first three habits. We're going to wrap this up in a second because I think we've had some great conversation today. But before we go, I have one last question. So we talked about the first three habits. Tomorrow, you'll pick up in your classrooms on habit 4.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody remember what habit 4 is? Catherine, no peeking. Adi, what's habit 4?
So I think it seeks first to understand, then to be understood.
You are very close. That's actually habit 5, which you guys will talk about on Monday. Habit 4 is think win-win.
I thought habit 5 was think win-win.
What is habit 6? Does anybody know what habit 6 is?
Synergize.
Synergize. And then who said sharpen the saw? That's habit 7. So you guys will continue having those conversations in your classroom. We will continue. Like I said, this is our first podcast. I'm not quite sure what it'll look like in the future. I just grabbed some students from some different grades and some different classrooms. And I think they did an amazing job. What do you think, Ms. Ochoa?
I think they did awesome. This was a great experience.
I think this was absolutely fantastic.
Can
we do it all again?
This was fun. Well, I like sitting in here and
having a conversation.
Yeah, just having a conversation. It's so much better than having to film a video because videos are cringy.
Well, I think sometimes when you've got the video in front of you, it's real easy to kind of freeze up.
But also, in videos, you're like,
and it's really easy to mess up.
It is, but you know what? This is just a conversation.
Yeah, you do it on purpose every time.
And you guys did absolutely fantastic. Aiden has his hand raised nicely, so I'm going to give him the last word before we wrap this up.
So before we go, I just want to tell you something about the Cub Scout.
He's got to get his plug in. Go ahead, Aiden. What's tonight?
Tonight is Scout Recruiting Night. All boys and girls can join if their parents say yes. It's at 6:30, and if you join, you will have a fun time with me, other Cub Scout leaders. Like, if you're in third grade, you would be with me. And if you join, you will get some free Cub Scout glow-in-the-dark slime.
Whoa.
Does that include adults? Can I sign up for some of that?
I'd like some free
slime.
No.
No? Okay. So a couple quick things. Aiden's absolutely right. If you're interested, all boys and girls, if you're interested in joining the Cub Scouts, that recruitment night is tonight. Mr. Morris was a Cub Scout and a Boy Scout. It is a great organization. But Aiden, I got to tell you something. Here's what you've done to me.
What?
I wasn't sure if I was going to get this out today or not, so for people to hear it. Now I absolutely have to get this out tonight.
Yes!
But you know what? That's okay. We're going to go ahead and we're going to wrap this up. So a big thank you to my friends, Catherine, Elena, Jeremy, Adi, Aiden, and of course, Mrs. Ochoa. It is clear that everybody has more to say, but we're going to wrap this up this time. And who knows? I may have this was a ton of fun. So at some point, I definitely want to get more students down here, but you guys are kind of my first. And at some point I'm going to have to get you guys all back down here because we've been going for about 15 minutes now and it's been a great time.
We better do a part.
Can we do this every week?
Can we do it every week? I don't know. We'll just have to see what we can get to. Like I said, it was an experiment, but I have to say, I think it was a successful one. So thank you to all of my friends, all of my Buffalo. Thank you to everybody who listens to this. I don't know if anybody will listen to it, but we'll put it out there and we'll see who will.
I'll force my mother and my father.
So a big thank you to everybody. We will wrap this up now. Have a great rest of your day to all of our Beer Bomb families.
Bye. 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 Bye.